From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Judge Gonzalez was at the center of discussions on the applicability of the Geneva Conventions to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the legality of detention and interrogation methods that have been seen as tantamount to torture.
Contrary to reports, I consider the Geneva Conventions neither obsolete nor quaint.
Wasn't it obvious to you that someone can suffer severe physical pain without being in danger of organ failure? I mean, wouldn't the removal of fingers, for example, fall outside the definition of torture?
I don't recall reading that analysis to conclude that it would have to be that kind of pain in order to constitute torture. Things like cutting off fingers, to me, that sounds like torture.
You've got a problem here at the industry level. What's perfectly rational at Delta or the individual airline level is completely irrational at the industry level. If no one matches Delta, Delta wins. If everybody matches Delta, everybody loses, including Delta.
Why did voters in poor and predominantly African American communities have disproportionately long waits? Why in Franklin County did election officials use only 2,798 machines when they needed 5,000?
I've been in war and I've been through a number of hurricanes, tornadoes, but I have never seen anything like this. I cannot begin to imagine the horror that went through the families and all of the people who heard this noise coming and then had their lives snuffed out by this wave.
People here are doing the best they can with the facilities they've got and the workload they've got. This degree of damage, this number of injured people, there is not a hospital on the planet that would be keen to have to deal with this degree of devastation.
We're getting there. The food is coming in, but we do need to get it further afield. We all recognize that, but without the logistics and without the communications, it's proving to be quite a struggle for all the humanitarian agencies working here.